This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. Today I'm going to read the story, Baby Wren and the Great Gift. It's written by Sally Lloyd-Jones and illustrated by Jen Carace, published by Zonder Kids. It's about a baby bird exploring life outside her nest and making all sorts of exciting discoveries. Helping me read are my friends Paige, Anthony, Dorothy, and Tess. Paige is a music therapist here at the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and she'll read the part of Baby Wren. In the narrow crevice of a giant rock face, in a great wide canyon, a baby inside her tiny nest peeped out. The baby was little and brown, and a wren, and she watched in the air from her nest in the sky. And the world was filled with such wonderfulness. Monarchs in the milkweed, breezes in the switchgrass, and a glittering river that ran on. The baby hopped out onto the ledge. Just then, in a flash of blue, a kingfisher dived down into the river and came up and out with a fish.
"Oh,"
said the tiny wren,
"how wonderful."
"Come fishing with me,"
the kingfisher said.
"But I can't dive,"
said the baby. The kingfisher flew low over the water and away.
"Why aren't I a kingfisher?"
wondered the baby.
"So I could fish too."
But no one answered. Monarchs played in the milkweed. A breeze rustled in the switchgrass, and the glittering river ran on. The baby crept along the wall. Just then, some ring-tailed cats scampered up the rock face. They did cartwheels on their ringtails.
"Oh,"
said the tiny wren,
"how wonderful."
"Do cartwheels with us,"
they said.
"But I don't have a ringtail,"
said the baby. The ring-tailed cats cartwheeled together up the rocky face and away.
"Why aren't I a ring-tailed cat?"
the baby wondered.
"So I could do cartwheels too."
But no one answered. Monarchs played in the milkweed. A breeze rustled in the switchgrass. And the glittering river ran on. Just then, some sunfish splashed around and around in the water.
"Oh,"
said the tiny wren,
"how wonderful."
"Come and splash with us," they said.
"But I can't swim,"
said the baby. The sunfish dropped back into the deep, dark water.
"Why aren't I a sunfish?"
the baby wondered.
"So I could swim and splash too."
But no one answered. Monarchs played in the milkweed. A breeze rustled in the switchgrass, and the glittering river ran on. Just then, the winds picked up, and a great storm blew into the canyon. The baby hopped back to the ledge. High above her, two eagles circled in the sky.
"Oh,"
said the wren,
"how wonderful."
"Come and see the thunderclouds,"
they said.
"But the storm is too big for me,"
said the baby. The eagles soared higher and higher and away.
"Why aren't I a brave eagle?"
the baby wondered.
"So I could fly in the stormy sky. What can I do that's wonderful?"
she asked. And just then, the sun painted the whole canyon pink. The tiny fairy bird sat very still and very quiet, and looked and looked and looked. And what she saw couldn't fit inside her. It bumped into her heart. It dazzled in her eyes. It pushed on her throat until the tiny trembling bird, with all her tiny might, sang by herself a song.
For all of the sky and shining sun, for milkweed monarchs and rivers that run, for kingfishers, sunfish, ringtail cats, for eagles and thunderclouds and storms blowing through, and that I'm here too, thank you.
And her bright carol reached down to the river and leaped off the cliff walls and soared into the sky.
You are only little,
called the eagles,
but your song is bigger than the whole canyon. How wonderful!
And the kingfisher dived, and the ring-tailed cats climbed, and the sunfish splashed, and the eagles soared. And a little wren filled the air with singing. And the glittering river ran on. That was Baby Wren and the Great Gift, written by Sally Lloyd-Jones and illustrated by Jen Carace. Thanks to my friends who read with me. Paige is the Baby Wren, Anthony is the Kingfisher, Dorothy playing the Ring-Tailed Cats, and Tess the Eagles. I think this story reminds us that each of us has something special to offer the world. And the moment you realize your unique gift, well now, that's wonderful. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you'll tune in next time for more story time with friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long.